Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up here on this Friday. Got the latest on those markets for you coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by public researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, the cattle complex put on quite a choppy trade show today, with traders cautious before any development of the cash business today, and ended up all these livestock futures to the lower side, both live cattle and feeder cattle. The hog contracts were mixed for the most part, with August gaining on both spot July and deferreds. Now, the cash cattle trade very slow in developing throughout the day today, and just a few token bids here and there. Some bids were reported in Kansas at 119 on a live basis, and on the other hand, a few dress bids in the north at 191 to 193. The asking prices were not well defined. On the live cattle futures, action in live cattle very choppy through the day. Contracts opened significantly lower, pressured by follow-through selling and beef demand worries, yet short covering soon developed, supporting higher prices through midday and then collapsing this afternoon to the lower side. The feeder cattle experienced a similar volatility as live counterparts through the day. Prices ended up on the lower side as well. On our grains, grain futures did bounce back a little bit from their lower trade this week, joining a parade of buying in outside markets. Wheat prices were higher, getting a lift from a weaker dollar and better news about demand. Export sales last week were a strong 28 million bushels, getting the new marketing year off to a good start after U.S. shipments of 2015 wheat fell to the lowest level since 1971. Corn prices also higher today after this week's decline failed to do serious damage on charts. Still lack of bullish news, so could keep enthusiasm restrained into the weekend unless the weather shifts today and we could see some more activity. Soybeans were also stronger today, posting double-digit gains after this week's decline stayed well above support lines drawn off spring and summer lows. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.